Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is the days today. The 12th, actually. Today is the singer of my intro's 20th anniversary here in New York City. So if you know her, wish her a happy anniversary. And if you don't, you know, you can see her on Facebook. The artist is, of course, Carla Lynn Hall. And today we are, this is Budget Weddings NYC for you, and I am, of course, Charlena P.F. Today we're talking about venues across the rivers, and when I say across the rivers with an S, I'm talking about saving gobs of money across, if you're in the diamond or in the jewel of New York City, known as, and there is a diamond district, known as Manhattan, then the rivers are the Hudson, the East, and also Harlem River. Now, I have cheated a little bit, I have to say. I'm going to give you two places on the island of Manhattan, and I will also be telling you of a couple of places along the Hudson River, but above Harlem River. And also, I'll tell you a couple of places in one of the five boroughs, which is Queens. And I don't believe I can last much longer without my air conditioner. It's going to make a bit of noise, but I promise that I will talk loudly so you can hear me. It's just, it is very warm in my studio without the air conditioning. There's a bit of a breeze coming in, but it's not enough for me because I'm starting to glow heavily. Anyway, all righty. So now, excuse me, I'm going to take some water. And again, this is Budget Weddings NYC for you and your host, Charlena Pia. All righty. So I, just to help me out, I made a map of Manhattan. And so the first two places, and it this, what I did was I decided that since it's still the summer and people are still getting ready for their weddings, whether it's in the late summer, and I need to now take off my earring, whether it's the late summer, August and September, or early fall, October, maybe even into November, you still want to be able to have fun with the outdoors, experience that. That's outdoors, but it doesn't necessarily have to be outdoors. You may want just to have a beautiful perspective or wedding views. Great for photography, as it were. Now, So whether you want to have a wedding in a barn, I know that's the new thrill sometimes, that's the trend, or on a hilltop, in a villa, a mansion, castle, or just maybe even just at a country club with yachts floating by. I have all of that available for you. And what I decided was that if you're going to save gobs of money, then you want your per plate to be less than $100 or just slightly over $100, say under $125. So that's what I have done. After all, it is budget wins in my fee for you. And also what I did was I just lost my train of thought. Besides castles and, well, anyway, it'll come back to me. And the attendance is usually somewhere around 80 people, maybe up to 150. And then I have places that will accommodate you, of course, up to half a grand of people, so 500 people. Most of the places are not ballroom, so it's not as if you go off of Men's Island and you're relegated to a ballroom. You are not. So let me just name a couple of them. On the across or along the Hudson are the River View, and I'll go into more in-depth details in just a few minutes for all of these. There's Livingston Weddings at Oak Hill, Hilltop Villa, that's actually the name of it, Mansion on Broadway. Now, these are all either along or across the Hudson, Orinoke Country Club. This is actually across the Harlem River. The Bank Street Event, Bill Miller Castle, La Bella Vista, Anthony's Ocean View. And across the East River are the Windwatch Country Club, Watermill, Verity's, which actually has two spots, I'll give you more detail on it. So the Royal Tent, which is at Lawrence and Rosalind, those are both country clubs. But now I wanted to tell you a little bit about the two that I found in New York City that are not an arm and a leg. And just to give you for instance, of what an arm and a leg might be, you could always rent out a space I remember where I was going before. Also, in terms of, and there, not to say that you cannot do this in Manhattan. It depends on your budget, of course. If you want to say, have a budgetary conscious wedding in Manhattan, you could do it at any number of places, and then possibly to save you even more money, you would need to go outside of Manhattan to one of the five boroughs to have your reception, unless you're having a really low-key family-style reception at your favorite restaurant. For instance, like one of my favorites is Carmine's. Carmine's. Alrighty. So now, for instance, in Manhattan, one of the places that is almost impossible, well, I won't say it's almost impossible. I mean, it might be hard to get right away. You may be able to, I'm sure you would be able to rent it. I'm just not sure that you would be able to rent it this year. Is the Plaza. And the Plaza, of course, is at 57th and 5th Avenue, right there on the corner. And that's right at Central Park South, and also the plaza, which is in front of it, and it has a beautiful fountain. And that is $295 per plate. That's the low end. And it goes up from there. And I'm sure that would be absolutely lovely. Those are just for instances. Now, I did find in Manhattan, and I'm really, I'd forgotten about this place, but it's, let me see here now. I may have just gone away from it. Trinity Place. Let me see if I'm going to pull it up online because I went away from my notes. And I apologize for that. But Trinity Place is surprisingly starts at, I think it was $35 per plate, which is surprising to me in Manhattan. But it's not unheard of. It's small area. But and online they have a 3D walkthrough that you can look at. But you can have a buffet for it'll host as low as 60 people seated, and you can do 120 for buffet. And if you just want to have a cocktail reception, it'll be 250. Now, if you have a cocktail reception, it doesn't mean that you can't have any food. You, of course, have the past hors d'oeuvres, and then the dessert is usually the star anyway. And you can have past hors d'oeuvres. Besides the past hors d'oeuvres, you could also have past dessert. So get out your tarts. But anyway, they have, it's a boutique wedding and rehearsal space for the bride, and they will host your entire wedding day. So you have your ceremony, your dinner, your cocktail, and your dinner. If you want to have a sit down, and you have 60 people or less, and they have a house planner. I always say take your own planner just because you want someone looking out for you, the bride and the groom, rather than just the space. And to give you, for instance, when I got married, I read this book by a California woman, but there weren't any New York wedding planning book specifically when I was getting married 11 years ago. But now there is, because, you know, of course, my book, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, is still on Amazon, and it will soon be in print in about less than a month, actually. It might be even 3 weeks. Anyway, so that is less than a month. But anyway, and that has a tool chest of ways to save you money on your wedding. And of course, I have the little book that has 11 plus wedding secrets that you can use in New York City to have the wedding of your dreams at a cost that you can easily afford. In any case, what I was saying about Trinity Place is that they have space for your, and I, at the time when we were getting married, the person that I read said, "Oh, you don't need a planner." But that was not true. I need the planner so much, I have to just tell you, because the one thing, I got through the entire wedding without a planner, except that the person, my pastry chef, stayed at the space where I had hired two people to set up everything for the reception. Our reception was in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg. And for some reason, some odd way reason, the information about how my pastry chef and I had planned the reception, because she's a really good friend of mine, hadn't gotten into the material that were being set up at the reception area. So the two people that I hired had no clue what to do. And going forward, as we were leaving, as everything was being broken down, because the space where we were having the reception was also an event space, but an independent musician event space. So they were breaking down everything. And the bar tried to take my champagne that I had bought, I had had delivered there, and they were going to just put it right back into their stock, so, and sell it to somebody else. But luckily, my pastry chef saw that. So yes, you do need a wedding planner, wedding coordinator, your very own, not the space. You need someone looking out for you. Oh my goodness, I have talked already 15 or at least 10 minutes. So let me get on with some of the places that I think are really cool that you can have a great wedding. in across one of the rivers. We're going to start off with the East River. And right in Brooklyn, although not right in Brooklyn because it's way out in Brooklyn on Avenue U, is a place called Paradise Caterers. And I think I have been there, but I am not sure. Anyway, that is a ballroom situation. And as I said, they're not all ballrooms, but this is a ballroom situation. And it has all of the beautiful things that you expect in a ballroom, crystal chandeliers. It's a large room, grand lobby, marble and granite accents, and, of course, a flowing fountain. And it has that sort of timeless elegance to it. So, and the price range is quite affordably per $45 to $85. So it's less than $100 per plate, which is truly fun. And they also will give you, of course, centerpieces made of silk. They have top shelf liquor, so you don't have to order in like I did, unless you have a very specific palate for champagne. They have a coat check attendant, and, of course, Maitre d' services. And then also in Astoria, $50 to $70 is Ricardo's by the bridge, and you can have from 50 people, all the way up to 500 guests. So that's half a grand of people. But at that price, you could have a lovely, lovely, lovely wedding. And it's 2 minutes from the Triborough Bridge, so that's very easy. It has parking, of course, and it has a spacious dance floor, and you can have up to 150 people on your dance floor. Let me move on. Oh, and here's Trinity Place. $35 to $150 is what it is. And they have this is at, it's on Broadway and Cedar Street. And if you want to take a look at it, it's really beautiful. I'm looking at it online. It's trinityplacenyc.com. It has vaulted ceilings with, actually it looks like tin ceilings. Very pretty, very, very pretty room. Very nice for the price. It's amazing because you can have lobster bisque. It's kind of unheard of to have lobster bisque, but for between $35 to $150, that's your first course. There's cocktail hour, of course, and champagne reception. And then they have chickens and chicken sirloin, duck or pork, of course, salmon. So you've got a nice arrangement. It's a two-course meal plus dessert. And then with your entrees, you have your choice of three. Now, so let's go across a river. Woo-hoo! All right, so now remember I told you we're going across, even further across the East River, the Royalton, and again, that is at Lawrence, and it is also in Roslyn, out on Long Island. So for the Royalton Yacht and Country Club, you have the beautiful yachts sailing by, and it's on the Atlantic Sea, of course, and it has a grand mahogany ballroom, it has a grill room, it has a terrace, so that you see the winding hills that are next to the water, and you get to see the yachts. And, you know, actually, when you roll up to it, it doesn't look like, well, you know, it looks like a country club. That's what it looks like. I won't say it doesn't look like much. It looks like a country club. And then the Royalton at Rosalind, there's no, you won't see any yachts, but it's a colonial mansion, and it's been around since the early 1900s, and it's on 10 acres of woods, and you have a beautiful garden that you can be married in, and you can have a trellis as well that can be decorated with flowers. And then you can also, if you wanted to have your wedding inside, they have this beautiful, I won't say, well, it is slight, it's curvaceous staircase. So you could come down along the staircase, and your there's a baby grand piano just underneath the staircase. And you could have your wedding there and have your reception set up in the ballroom, which there are actually two of them there. But or you could have dancing out, have your cocktail hour outside on the stone patio, it sounds really pretty. Oh, I forgot to give you the prices. All right, for the Royalton at Lawrence, it is $85 to $150, and the Royalton at Roslyn is $90 to $240. So it's not really under $100, but you know it starts off under less than $100. Alrighty, so now the Windmills is in Smithtown, and you can find that online. Watermillcaterers.com. I want to make sure I tell you about something up above the Harlem River Bay. But anyway, this is a Long Island estate. It's got marble staircases. It also has a baby grand. It has hardwood floors, though. That's always a plus, especially when you're dancing. It has this beautiful garden. With a windmill or watermill, a watermill in the garden, and there's gazebos and there's beautiful flowers, and it's owned by the Scotto family. Now, as we go on, there is a wind watch. That's what I was getting it confused with. That's in Hauppauge, New York, and you can do, for online information, hamletwindwatch.com. And the pricing is from $75 to $110. And I apologize, I didn't tell you how much it was for Watermill. Watermill is $75 and up. And they have the capacity of 375 guests. The Windwatch Golf and Country Club is up to 210 guests. And, of course, you can throw in golfing with, depending on what time of day you're getting married. You have an outdoor patio for your cocktail hour. And you can have an outdoor ceremony with shrubbery and trees, and which is really beautiful. And there's a gazebo outside as well. You could have beautiful pictures or be married in the gazebo with all of your guests all around you. Now, Westchester. Now, of course, this is, and this could be parts of, actually, you know, I don't think I did parts of Jersey. I really meant to, but I did not. Anyway, I can do that next time, and I promise I will do that. Here's this beautiful barn. That's been a trend of late in the last 2 years or so. So I wanted to include that, and it's really a beautiful barn, and you'll look at it, it's got this light wood rather than the reddish wood that always makes me think of Western. So it's not your typical barn in terms of the color, but it is a typical shape. Not square, but, you know, the rounded top. So now it's only 2 hours north of New York. It's on 100 acres estate, and it's along the Hudson River, and if it's only 2 hours, you know it's close to, or you have the views of the Catskills Mountains. So, you know, that's going to be beautiful. It's on a private estate. Parking is available. And the price starts at, amazingly enough, $60, and it goes up to whatever, and there is a site fee. you will have to pay for the site. And it's 175 people that can sit in the barn. And their specialties are duck raised on in the Hudson Valley, duck breast, pumpkin gnocchi, gorgonzola, of course, red wine, I'm sure from the Hudson Valley, or at the very least, Long Island. Figs and salmon, pan roasted Atlantic salmon, and then local kale. Now, I promised you a mansion. There is a mansion above the Harlem River, and it is in White Plains. It is the mansion on Broadway. It is the price range is $60 to $110. And you can have as many as from 75 people to 215 people. And it's situated on 10,000 square feet, 112-year-old colonial mansion. And it has an open floor space, so they allow a floating cocktail reception throughout their four floors. And then you can have the option of having your ceremony or your reception in the small outdoor space or in the private dining room, which is also outside. There's a mahogany ballroom that you can use as well. And it's you can even do romantic candlelight room or give it that club-like atmosphere. And in terms of their menu, it's kind of amazing. They have candied apple pork dumplings, crab cake. They have, a three meal. And let me give you their website is mansiononbroadway.com, and it's in White Plains. Then views at Mount Fuji. You know, I'm always talking about the various areas in New York that will make you feel like you're in another country. Well, you can go upstate a little bit to Hilburn and feel as though you're in Japan. The views have been handcrafted by a Japanese master craftsman. I think I'm going to have to do a part two next week. The range for pricing is $75 to $125, and you can have as little as 50 people as your guest and all the way up to 300. All right, so that is my show for the evening. I will have more information on my website probably in about 2 days, really, because I haven't written anything. This is all off the cuff. And I will, you know, it was truly fun to tell you all about these wonderful places, and I will be telling you more either sometime next week or next Friday. I'm not sure about next Friday, but possibly. All right. Enjoy the cool weather we are getting. It's starting to rain, but it'll be hot tomorrow. Oh, if you get a chance, go to the Montclair Jazz outing, which is tomorrow from starting at noon through probably 9 or 10 o'clock. Esapeta Murkison is the host, co-host. I don't remember the other person's name. I do know her, seeing her sing as Lady Day. So anyway, this is Charlena P.F. signing off from Budget Weddings NYC for you, where I help you save googobs of money on venues and your wedding day. Bye-bye.